This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. According to the American Heart Association, moderate to vigorous physical activity, at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, is great for health. But it doesn't cancel out the negative impact of time spent being sedentary. Being sedentary increases the risk of diabetes as well as cardiovascular disease. Dr. Liz Joy, Intermountain Healthcare's Medical Director for Community Health and Food and Nutrition, says, a half hour of exercise can't undo 6 hours of sitting. The research on that is pretty well established. In other words, being an active couch potato, where a person hits the gym once a day but sits around the remainder of the day, isn't much better than being a complete couch potato. Dr. Joy recommends that everyone, particularly individuals with health conditions like prediabetes or diabetes, could benefit from strategies to walk or stand at regular intervals throughout the day. For example, take a 20 to 30 minute walk after a meal, which helps with digestion and lowers the peak blood glucose after a meal. It doesn't matter how fast the walk is, as long as you're walking, you're benefiting. Take breaks to get up and walk for a few minutes whenever possible. Get a stand-up desk at work to encourage standing rather than sitting, park farther away, and add extra steps. Take the stairs and integrate cardio and strength training workouts into your daily routine. For more tips and strategies to move more, visit intermountainlivewell.org. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.